Macmillan Audio presents One Perfect Lie by Lisa Scottolini. Read for you by George Newbern. Chapter 1. Chris Brennan was applying for a teaching job at Central Valley High School, but he was a fraud. His resume was fake, and his identity completely phony. So far, he'd fooled the personnel director, the assistant principal, and the chairperson of the social studies department. This morning was his final interview with the principal, Dr. Wendy McElroy. It was make or break. Chris waited in her office, shifting in his chair, though he wasn't nervous. He'd already passed the state and federal criminal background checks and filed a clear sexual misconduct abuse disclosure form, child abuse clearance form, and arrest conviction report and certification form. He knew what he was doing. He was perfect. On paper. He'd scoped out the school and observed the male teachers, so he knew what to wear for the interview. A white Oxford shirt, no tie, khaki dockers, and bass loafers bought from the outlets in town. He was 6'2", 216 pounds, and his wide-set blue eyes, broad cheekbones, and friendly smile qualified him as handsome in a suburban way. His hair was sandy brown, and had just gotten it cut at the local Supercuts.